Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dominicano soy. De mis raíces no me voy a olvidar. Tengo una tierra tan linda y tan grande que me la dio la gracia de Dios. Dominicano soy.
Antonio Rosario.
Dominicano.
It's coming.
Machucano, machucano, machucano.
So excited, I have my new headphones. You know when to crank it up, Solana. Everybody together! So I listened a couple weeks ago when I flew to Las Vegas. I listened to this song for 5 hours straight on the flight to Vegas.
He ain't getting no sleep.
I thought my son was going to call for airport security. Couldn't believe it. Every now and then he would grab my headphones just to see if I was still listening to it. He couldn't believe it. Neither could I. 3 o'clock hour of Hockman and Crowder, sponsored by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. Football Friday as well, brought to you by Yingling, a beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle, Yingling. Spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania, please drink responsibly. Hockman and Crowder simulcast is a loaded potato today. Going to talk a little gambling with Lee Sterling in about 15 minutes. Talk a little Panthers and other nonsense with Randy Moeller from the Florida Panthers. Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel, Jamie Eisenberg, fantasy football guru. We're going to celebrate Crowder's 10-year anniversary of intercepting Tom Brady. Going to play a little musical montage for that in a moment. But I do want to hear, because if you listen to us on 790, you hear the Jim Rome hot take of the day. Yeah. If you listen to us on 560, the Joe, we appreciate it, but I don't think you get a Jim Rome hot take right before we come on for the 3 o'clock hour. But Romy was talking about Jerry Jones and the Cowboys and them getting manhandled by the Bears last night, which they did. We talked earlier. They can't tackle. That opening drive, they looked great. Yes. Opening drive, they ate up more than half the clock.
Yep.
And, man, they just crapped the bed after that. So I guess Jerry Jones has a weekly radio show with an intercom station in Dallas, one of our radio.com stations. I don't know, by the way, just as an aside, why intercom stations all over the globe can get the owner, the quarterbacks, the coaches, and we can never get them. I don't understand that. We've got a partnership with the Dolphins. I don't understand how we have been doing this show. Today is December 6th. Brian Flores has not appeared with us once. Mm-hmm. The quarterback, not once. For how many seasons? 3 seasons, Ryan Tannehill? Never with us. When we were just doing the show together, he never came on with us, right? I mean, I don't understand. What are the Dolphins scared of by putting on somebody with us that we actually want to talk to?
It's Miami. You wouldn't understand.
I guess so.
Isn't that y'all saying?
It's close. It's a Canes thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. We get Matt Hawk.
I'm just saying, like, I like talking to all the Dolphins. We have not had one bad guest this season. Honestly, from Vince Beagle to Walt Akins to, like, I mean, Christian Wilkins was excellent.
Yes.
Why in this season can we not have Brian Flores or Ryan Fitzpatrick or Stephen Ross or Chris Greer? Like, why can't they come on with us?
Maybe they give us the personalities more than the names. Because Sam McGuivin was awesome. Walt Aiken was awesome.
Ryan Christian Fitzpatrick was awesome. Has a great personality. That's the one that sticks in my craw, to use a 50-year-old saying. Only because, you know, I understand the Dolphins, you know, they want to be protective of the brand and they don't want, you know, they know what we do some nonsense every now and then. Ryan Fitzpatrick, you don't have to worry about. You don't have to worry about him, right? He's a guy.
Some reason they worry about
him.
He's
a guy that you could put on any interview and he's going to handle himself appropriately. He's never going to say the wrong thing. And he's a good personality. Oh,
it's something that we got to get, because it's not nothing, because Solana requests him now for years.
Yep.
And they say, yeah, Fitzpatrick, okay. Here goes Williams. Here goes Lewis. Here goes everyone else but Fitzpatrick.
Strange.
Yeah, man.
Anyway.
Does he do radio anywhere else, though? Because it might just not be us.
No, which is fine. But usually the flagship radio stations or the flagship company gets the quarterback or gets the head coach. Or, you know, and so it happens with intercom stations all over the nation. We never get one. We ask nicely. And I happen to love the Dolphins organization. I would get it if we were on here hating on them all the time and making fun of them. I've said a million times, I think Stephen Ross is a great owner for the Dolphins. I think Brian Flores was an inspired hire. I think he's going to be the right guy for many years. You love Ryan Fitzpatrick. You've sung his praises since he signed here. I mean, I just don't understand.
I can't speak for Flores because I haven't sat down with him enough. Chris Greer knows about our show. Chris Greer's listened to our show. He was a regional scout when I was coming back. I've talked to Chris. The Dolphin organization knows about our show.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think it's a mistake this has happened. That's my point.
But we're really good to the organization, I think.
I think they're a little scared of us.
Of what, though? That I'm going to ask what their favorite movie is?
Yes, non-football stuff.
Well, it's going to be half non-football stuff, but who cares? That's how you get to know and root for the players. Like, there was a guy, who was it that we talked with, and then it was like, oh my God, how could you not root for this guy?
Sam McGuivin.
Was it Sam McGuivin? I think it was Sam McGuivin.
He came from Canada, and he told the Walt Aiken story.
Yeah, so it's getting to know the players outside of what they do on the football field where you go, I'm a fan of his for life.
Yeah. I'm not playing devil's advocate, Hawk. I agree with you 100%. I enjoy our interviews, and this is crazy. More than I've enjoyed, I've heard Sam McGuivin with other people. I think we do a way better job.
Oh, I agree. We had Kendrick Perkins on yesterday. Now, there's no other, I don't care, you know, if it's NBA TV or whomever talking to Kendrick Perkins. They did not find out this week that Kendrick Perkins will not allow his friends to order a pina colada or a banana daiquiri at the bar.
Yes, but it's outside the box. Sometimes people are scared of outside the box. They enjoy inside the box. I think the Dolphins enjoy inside the box.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Anyway, how'd I get on that? Oh, so I wanted to play this sound of Jerry Jones. So Jerry Jones, you know, Dallas, they had a terrible loss last night, and they had a terrible loss on Thanksgiving. So you're coming off two bad losses. Jerry Jones had kind of called out Jason Garrett. They have not been able to perform. So I haven't heard this. Solana says it's great. So Jerry Jones calls into the radio station this morning in Dallas. And again, it's an intercom station. And so do we have their question? Like, this is the beginning of the interview?
Yeah, this is on the KNC Masterpiece, 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. This is a Q&A, the start of, you're going to hear him bring him in, introducing Jerry Jones.
All right, I want to hear this.
Jerry, how you doing this morning?
Hey, guys. Morning.
Morning to you. All right, Jerry, you come on every week, win or lose. You answer questions. You know the Tolos and the Cowboys fans want answers today. What answer do you have for how this team is playing right now?
We're not playing very well.
Are you embarrassed? Are you embarrassed as an organization about how the team is playing?
Get your damn act together yourself. Okay? Now we're going to have a good visit this morning, but settle down just a little bit.
I mean, as a Cowboys fan, Jerry,
a lot to go over. Now go on with your question, but I'm going to give you the answers I want to give you this morning, and I don't like your attitude to come in. I've been traveling all night, and I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
I understand that, Jerry. I'm just saying, like, emotionally.
Let's get with it, and let's ask some questions.
All right.
What kind of questions?
That escalated quickly, didn't
it? Wow.
All he asked was, the Dolphins are afraid I'm going to ask, what's your favorite movie? Listen to that bleeping interview.
Jerry, man, he got a lot.
I
got
to hear that one more time because he went from 0 to 100 in a second.
Jerry, how you doing this morning?
Hey, guys.
Seems like
morning.
He's pleasant.
Good morning to you. All right, Jerry, you come on every week, win or lose. You answer questions. You know the Tolos and the Cowboys fans want answers today. What answer do you have for how this team is playing right now?
We're not playing very well.
Are you embarrassed? Are you embarrassed as an organization about how the team is playing?
Get your damn act together yourself, okay? Now we're going to have a good visit this morning, but
I don't know.
Settle down just a little bit.
I mean, as a Cowboys fan,
we've
Jerry,
got a lot to go over. Now, going with your question, but I'm going to give you the answers I want to give you this morning, and I don't like your attitude, dude. Come in. I've been traveling all night, and I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
I understand that,
I would
Jerry.
Be
I'm
thrilled
just saying,
to have, like, you can turn it off. I would be thrilled to have Stephen Ross come on and say that to me.
I've not no time to be jacking with you today.
That's great, man. I ain't got no time to jack with you today. We should give that to DBJ for the bowl game.
I'm down. Hey, Jerry's put himself in a situation where every level of football with Dallas, he has to answer questions about.
Well, and, you know, he called out Jason Garrett, and I think he did it thinking that it would light a fire and the end result would be some victories. And so now that probably is a little bit embarrassing on him. And so they say, are you embarrassed? And he immediately does not like their attitude.
You know my saying, you don't like it. If you throw a rock into a pack of wild dogs, the one that yelps is the one you hit.
Yep.
If he asked a question that didn't get to Jerry, he wouldn't have got upset.
That I think the embarrassed
yep.
term was the one that set him off. The moment he heard that, he was like, yeah, I'm done with that.
Because he is embarrassed.
Sure.
And that's what he did. He got to him.
I mean, they show him in the suite last night in Chicago. Like, he was embarrassed. Let's get headlines real quickly here with our friend Alejandro Solana.
He almost rubbed his eyebrows off.
He
was wiping his face.
In the suite. And do a good headlines here today, Solana. I don't have time to jack with you.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I'm using that from now on, man.
On car insurance.
I love that. Somebody texts in, oh, my God, Mad Jerry Jones is my favorite thing ever. Please play the part where he says, get your damn act together. It's such a great interview.
I'm playing with you today.
All right, what do you got?
Heat 15-6. They host Washington tonight. Washington now 7-13. They beat Philadelphia 119-113 last night. Heat, though, 10-point favorites tonight at the AAA.
All right, what else?
Florida Panthers host Columbus tomorrow night, and it's a back-to-back because on Sunday, back at the BB&T Center, to host San Jose.
San Jose.
That's how you say it.
All right, and we don't have time to jack with you today.
I love it.
Really is disarming.
It is.
Sorry, I'll get to the important stuff. Carolina Wozniacki.
I'm sorry, what?
Announces she will retire in 2020 after the Aussie Open.
Okay.
Tennis?
Yeah, it's big news. Okay. Yeah, former number one. I'm a big Woz fan.
We don't have time to jack with you today.
And finally, a Russian village was overtaken by polar bear searching for food thanks to the warming climate.
Is that news?
I enjoy it.
But, I mean, is that news? Obviously, they're searching for food. All bears.
Yeah.
All bears. Speaking of the bears.
But they don't usually run up on a city and say, this is ours
now.
Do
we really feel like they took over the city, though? Isn't that's a little bit of hyperbole there?
No, I can confirm.
No, we don't have time to jack with you today. You have weather, Jack?
Yeah, weather. Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in Miami, it is sunny, a beautiful sunny Basil Friday, 76 degrees tonight. Tonight the low will drop to 62 for an unbelievable Basil Friday night.
Basil Friday night, ladies
If the animals ever unite, it's over for us.
Oh, yeah, they outnumber us.
Yeah,
no question.
Man,
so no
just laugh at it.
Yeah.
Just keep drinking out of straws then. Join Hialeah Park for
Would actually that would create more animals. Like, if you're worried about the animals, use the plastic straws.
Right. That's what I'm like.
Oh, I thought you meant keep using reusable
I'll tell you
straws.
This. If the animals get together, sea turtles the last thing on my mind. They can't even move on land.
Right, yeah.
I'm not getting in the ocean to let them bite me.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of speed.
No.
Yeah.
Versatile, though.
Are they?
To what? To swim?
Because I don't think they're versatile, actually. I think they're a one-trick pony, not to mention another animal. Can you give us the weather sponsor?
Join Hialeah Park for a free New Year's Eve party December 31st. Receive free party favors, enjoy drink specials, dance in the new year with live entertainment, and go home rich after winning your share of $20,020 in drawings. Visit HialeahPark.com for more details.
Somebody texts in, polar bears taking over a city is a big deal. Get your damn act together. All right, fair enough. Lee Sterling is going to join us next, professional sports handicapper. Hopefully we can get some winners. I love talking about Camp USA motorhome rentals. Before we get to Lee Sterling, you know you can rent an amazing luxury RV, and it all starts with you going to see my friends Sherry and Steve at Camp USA Motorhome Rentals in Pompano Beach. This is a perfect way to end your week, right? Because it's, what, about 3:15 here on a Friday? They've got these beautiful RVs there that provide the comforts of home. They really are nicer than a lot of hotel rooms. You can get an RV with a full kitchen, king or queen size bed, flat screen TVs throughout. And I've been reminding you for like a month now, so Christmas break and New Year's holiday, like, we're just a few weeks away. And if you want to do something special, something memorable with your family, what I was saying is, here at the end of the week, call Camp USA Motorhome Rentals and tell them that you're going to come this weekend, tomorrow or Sunday, and look at some of the RVs that they have in stock. And then you could plan this amazing Christmas or New Year's getaway. They are going to sell out for those holidays, so I would definitely start doing that right now, today. Wait no longer. Camp USA Motorhome Rentals has been in business over 15 years. They're located just off the Coconut Creek Parkway exit on the Turnpike. You can call them at 954-520-0075. Or you can go to their website, campusarv.com. If you currently own an RV, you're looking for parts or service, they've got you covered there. And if you're interested in renting out your RV, you can call them, get more info on their rental program. Camp USA Motorhome Rentals, they're in Pompano Beach. Call 954-520-0075 or check them out online at campusarv.com. Talking some sports gambling with Lee Sterling next on Hockman and Crowder. All right, 3 o'clock hour of Hockman and Crowder, sponsored by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. Going to bring on Lee Sterling here in a second. First, I want to remind everybody, especially because holiday shopping, like everybody is doing it now, Caneswear. That is, you could do all your holiday shopping in one store. Because whether you're a Canes fan, which I know you're not, Crowder, but you are a Dolphins fan, you are a Panthers fan, they've got merchandise from all those teams at Caneswear. Caneswear in Davie, that is the place. It's more than a store, it's an experience. Now, speaking of Canes merchandise, they've got the largest selection of items from Adidas and other name brands, including all the team's sideline apparel, hundreds of different T-shirts, jerseys, polos, hoodies, and hats in all sizes for men, women, kids, babies, even pets. They got all your tailgating needs with the, you know, tents, chairs, tables, flags, decals, magnet license plates. Caneswear, the only place to get brands like Adidas, Columbia Starter, Dime Life, Hook and Tackle, and CW exclusives, all under one roof. It's an amazing selection. If you want Miami Hurricanes merchandise, they've got you covered. You want Miami Dolphins merchandise, they've got you covered. You want Florida Panthers merchandise, they've got you covered. And they're going to have Miami, what is it? Inter Miami CF. They will have, I don't know if they have it yet because I haven't been there, but I'm planning on going Monday when we do the show at Twin Peaks, but they'll have Inter Miami CF merchandise as well. Caneswear, they're 2511 South University Drive in Davie. If you're doing some holiday shopping this weekend, you head on over there. You will get a lot of things for a lot of people on your holiday list. And of course, they're always open online at caneswear.com. Caneswear, the spot where Miami fans shop. All right, Lee Sterling is with us. It's a Football Friday brought to you by Yingling. A beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle. Yingling, spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. We head out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. His website, ParamountSports.com. I always point out, he doesn't pay us to come on, and we don't pay him to come on. We just enjoy talking some gambling with him. He chose a song today, Solana. You have the song that Lee Sterling chose for his intro music? This is the Isley Brothers climbing up the ladder.
Jamming here.
Yeah, man. Lee Sterling, he's climbing back up that ladder to the top.
An electric guitar?
Isley Brothers.
Yeah, they got down.
Yup. There he is, Lee Sterling. Does this feel good, Lee?
Oh, yeah. That was the song we warmed up to when I played at Palmer High School in Miami. 28 straight conference wins, and also saw the Isley Brothers at the old Sportatorium.
Wow, the Hollywood Sportatorium. People around around these parts have no idea what that is anymore.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
It was about 15,000 seats lined up with an aluminum siding around the facility. Yeah. That's all it was.
It was a terrible acoustics. It was, but man, the Hollywood Sportatorium, the Sporto, as people called it, had some unbelievable concerts.
Parked on gravel rock, and you hope to make it home.
All right, let's jump right into it. The Heat play tonight. They are hosting the Wizards. And the Heat are 10 or 10.5 point favorites, depending on where you look.
So I love playing against teams when they're coming off a tough road trip, maybe missing one of their key players. It looks like Dragic will probably not play in this game. And playing a team right now in Washington that is missing some key players, but playing at a high level. They knocked off Philadelphia. Now, normally you go against an old team playing back-to-back, but everyone knows they got Bradley Beal, but they've got some other players that are playing extremely well. They have this kid, Rui Hachimura. He had a career game last night, 27 points. They've got Ish Smith. He comes over from Detroit. Great game last night, 19 points. Davis Burton's been all over the NBA. I like playing teams that are hot, young. Miami feeling a little comfortable, coming back from that road trip, maybe a little tired. Laying 10.5 points, we'll take it. I think Miami will still win the game. This might be their toughest test against a non-500 opponent. I'll take the 10.5 here in the Washington Wizards.
Somebody texts us that the Isley Brothers are playing in West Palm Beach next Friday night.
Oof.
I wonder where they're playing. I'm going to look up here. Maybe at the Kravis Center? Let's see. How about the Dolphins? Dolphins are in New York on Sunday, taking on the Jets. Jets are 5.5-point favorites.
So the Dolphins have been a good play. I mean, 6 of the last 7 games they've covered, catching teams at the right time. I think this is the time to go against them. I think the Jets are going to be ready. Except for last week, where they were caught looking ahead. They play a Cincinnati team. They were embarrassed in the first game. Sam Darnold, 7-1 touchdown interception ratio since that Dolphins loss. Dolphins still banged up secondary. Offensive line still not running. You just can't keep winning games without a running attack or stopping the run. And that's Miami's weakness. Devontae Parker's been incredible. They might have found their tight end now, but Adam Gase finally gets his revenge. Maybe he gets fired at the end of the year. I like the Jets here, 28-14.
All right. The Isley Brothers are at the Kravis Center in West Palm Beach on December 20th.
It looks like I'm taking the wife out then next Friday night.
Now, I'm normally not interested in this game, but obviously the college football season is over. We're on to conference championship games. So tonight, if you wanted to bet a little football, not just basketball tonight, Pac-12 championship game is tonight. Utah, 6.5-point favorite over Oregon.
I actually have a play on this game, and I'm going to play the total. The forecast calls for 80% chance of rain. Winds of 20 to 30 miles an hour. And Utah, their trio, their quarterback, Tyler Huntley, running back Zach Moss, and the receiver Simpkins. These guys come from Hallandale High School. Tyler Huntley is a dual-threat quarterback, one of the best running quarterbacks, very efficient the last 4 or 5 games every week, 13 for 16, 14 for 17. I think they get the job done here. Also, they have the number one defense, allowing just 242 yards per game. Georgia slips up. I think this Utah team is going to be playing in the National College Football semifinal. low-scoring game, though. Weather could be a big-time factor. You got the number one and number two defenses in the conference. Utah 20-10 over the Ducks, but we're going to go with the under 46.5 total points in the game.
Under 46.5 tonight. There's one local team of interest this weekend. It is FAU in Boca Raton, by the way. It's the Conference USA Championship game. FAU is a 9-point favorite over UAB. Do you like that game at all?
Yeah, I like UAB because I'm hearing that Tyler Johnson's going to probably play in this game. Lines up to 8 most places. And reason FAU, the main reason they won their side of the conference is they're plus 19 in turnover ratio. UAB likes to run the football. They play the best defense in conference, allowing just 261 yards per game. Won the conference last year. I think there might be some distraction here with Lane Kiffin taking the Lane train to Arkansas, Ole Miss, who knows, maybe Florida State is the outside team that, you know, might come in late and try to swoop in and steal them. So, dog 12-5 last 17 FAU games. I think FAU wins the game 27-24, but I like the 8 points here in the Blazers.
All right, sounds good. Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com. Lee does not pay us to come on, and we don't pay him to come on. We just enjoy the picks, and hopefully next week we get to celebrate them. Three random plays, your choice, Lee. Lay it on us.
Okay, we're going to take two college football games. Biggest play of the weekend will be the Oklahoma Sooners. 3 weeks ago, Baylor played their best half of football. They're up 28-3 at the halftime at home and still couldn't win the game. Oklahoma made adjustments in the half. They come back and win the game. They just dominated first downs, 34-18. They dominated the clock. They had possession 42 of the 60 minutes. And unless Baylor is plus 2 or plus 3 in turnover ratio, I don't think they have a chance. I think Oklahoma boat races Baylor 42-17. Next game.
What is the line on the game, by the way? What's the line you're looking at?
The line on that game right now is 9 points.
Okay.
Next game is going to be the Georgia-LSU game. You got two Goliaths here. You got the LSU offense, maybe one of the best offenses we've seen in the last quarter century, along with Ohio State this year. And the Georgia defense, if you look at scores, they did give up 20 to South Carolina. But one of those scores was a pick six. They've not given up more than 17 points to anyone this year, which is incredible now in the day and age of modern college football, where we're seeing even Alabama. Back in the day, they used to play 17-10 games against Auburn. Now we're seeing 48-41 finals. But they've not given up more than 17 points. I think the game plan here is keep everything in front of them, make LSU drive 12, 14, 15 play drives, kick a lot of field goals, give them nothing cheap, get a couple takeaways. LSU defense, I think, is vulnerable. They've given up 37 to Ole Miss, 38 to Vanderbilt, and the biggest thing in conference championship play is motivation. LSU is most likely in the college football playoff, regardless of the outcome. UGA Bulldogs need a win here. I think they get it. I'm going to take Georgia here plus the 7-7.5. I think they have a good chance to win the game outright. Then in the NFL, we're going to take a game that no one's going to look at. We're going to take the Carolina Panthers. Love playing NFL teams with a new coach the first game here. Atlanta's offensive line still in shambles. Gave up 9 sacks last week. You get 3 points. Carolina upsets the Atlanta Falcons with a new coach.
All right, Carolina plus the points. I don't even know who their interim coach is, to be quite honest.
I don't either. Doesn't make a difference.
that's like you know, people always say a home dog on Monday night or whatever. That's right. one of your rules is right. A team coming in with a new coach.
Well, what happens is the starters want to, you know, solidify their spot starting, and the backups feel, hey, maybe they got a chance, and usually for a week. It's a good play. Then after that, you get to the last 2-3 weeks of the season, then you see some real uneven performances. But I like to play on new coaches when a coach is dismissed in season.
Lee Sterling, the website is ParamountSports.com, and you will hear him next Thursday on this show. Next Friday, you will see him at the Kravis Center for the Isley Brothers concert. Thank you for making time for us, Lee.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
There you go, Lee Sterling. If I'm on Twitter, at Paramount Sports as well. Randy Moeller is going to join us in the next segment. We love ourselves some moles. Talk a little Panthers hockey with them. We could talk nonsense as well. I can get them angry.
You're going to get them mad.
That's what I do.
Are you financially educated? Are you good with money? Not just making money, not just moving up in your job, but now you have the money. You need to know how to where to put it, how to make it grow, how to keep it, and how to, you know, add up for your retirement. And Dade County Federal Credit Union can do that for you. Dade County Federal has 11 branches throughout Dade County. They've been serving South Florida since 1939. They know what they're doing, and they're the preferred credit union of the Miami Dolphins. Join the credit union today and get free access to money management and financial education services. You need them. Be honest with yourself. If you need them, Dade County Federal Credit Union, they can help you out. And DCFCU offers savings, checkings, car loans, personal loans, mortgages, and the Dade Auto Desk. We all know the hassle of buying a car. Well, the Dade Auto Desk is a free auto buying experience that makes the auto buying easy and efficient. It's so simple when you go through Dade County Federal Credit Union, and they have the DCFCU Perfect Checking. In honor of the 1972 Perfect Miami Dolphins season, the DCFCU Perfect Checking has automatic debit card savings, automatically transferred from your DCFCU savings account from your debit purchases, ATM reversal fees up to $10 per month, and identity theft protection services. Applying is easy. All you got to do is go online and go to dcfcu.org/perfect. But like I said, we all go to school. You work your whole life to make money. Now keep your money and be educated about your money, and you can do that with DCFCU. Go to dcfcu.org for more information.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Randy Moeller is next on Hockman and Crowder. Love our Friday music. Perreo Friday. 3 o'clock hour of Hockman and Crowder, sponsored by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. Hockman and Crowder Show is inviting you to Miami's best holiday event, Santa's Enchanted Forest. Santa's Enchanted Forest has 6 roller coasters, more than 100 rides, games and attractions, 50 food options, 6 stages of live entertainment, and more. For 37 years, Santa's Enchanted Forest has been Miami's premier daily holiday destination. You can listen to this radio station for your chance to win tickets. If you don't win, you can buy them online at santasenchantedforest.com. Randy Moeller, filled with holiday cheer himself, sure, is on the line. We're going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Randy Moeller, television analyst for the Florida Panthers on Fox Sports Florida. Panthers are home tomorrow and Sunday this weekend. Sunday's game is a 5 o'clock puck drop, I believe. Great time at the BB&T Center if you want to check out some hockey this weekend. Is it a 5 o'clock game on Sunday?
Yes, it is. Hi, Hawk. Hi, Chicken Farm. What's going on?
What kind of phone are you talking on, Moeller? You usually come in with a bunch of bass in your voice. Are you on a Bluetooth thing?
No, I don't think so. I don't believe so.
The hell kind of phone is this?
It's what we call a cellular device.
You got a track phone?
Cellular device.
You got a track phone. Hold on. I'm putting you on hold for a second. See if we can get a better connection with him.
I asked him, too. I'm like, are you on speaker? And he's like, no.
You know, sometimes an older person, and I'm speaking as an older person. I'm 50.
Taking a shot at Moeller?
They don't realize that they're on speakerphone. You know, it rubbed up against their chin, and it knocked speakerphone, and so they think that they're talking into the handset. I don't know.
You can talk on a phone in speaker mode against your ear?
Yeah, people do that. Yeah, especially older people.
Come on, you got to tighten up.
Not that Moeller's old. You know, again, don't misconstrue what I'm saying. Moeller?
Hello there. Is this better?
Yeah, see, I think you did something different. I think you had it on speakerphone or something.
Well, now you got me standing in the middle of I-95 talking on the phone to you clowns or whatever, and I'm going to get run over. So,
all right. Well, I'll make it quick then. Is the game on Sunday a 5 o'clock puck drop?
Yes, it is. 5 o'clock. Yeah, against San Jose.
And, you know,
busy time.
Well, the Panthers are home for a 9-game homestand, so you're 2 games into the 9-game homestand. And, by the way, I just want to mention this. Tuesday night's game Every Tuesday is Nacho Tot Tuesday. Mm. I think we mentioned this with Plagans yesterday.
Yes.
Have you enjoyed the Nacho Tots there at the BB&T Center yet, Moeller?
I have tried them. Yeah, they're addictive, aren't they?
Oh, my God. They brought them to us because our last broadcast fell on a Tuesday. They brought them to us. They are so damn good. I will be there Tuesday night, if nothing else, for the Nacho Tots.
Are you watching hockey?
Oh, is there hockey, too? I didn't know.
Yeah.
So
No, it's busy time. Busy time. Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday. I think it's, what was it, 5 and 8, 6 and 10 days. Starting tomorrow, 6 games in 10 days, all at home. So, a busy time for the Florida Panthers. This is a time that that they can really, really make hay at home here and cement their standing as second place in the Atlantic Division. It's a real important part of their season right now, guys. You got to win your home games.
Well, what do they need? Because, like I said, they're 2 games into this 9-game homestand. Tuesday night, terrible loss, I thought, to Minnesota. So they've got 2 points through the first 2 games of the 9-game homestand. How many do they need to end up with, in your estimation?
Well, I would say 12 or 13 points out of the 18. I would say 13 out of the 18, 12, 13 points for it to be a success. You're not going to win every game, and it was just disappointing their last game against Minnesota. They just totally dominated in the first period, and then the second period, things just got away from them. They got away from what makes them a good hockey club, and then the Minnesota scores kind of a fluky goal in the third, and that ends up being the game winner, and Panthers with 47 shots on goal, and they have nothing to show for it. So they know how to play. They know what it takes to win. I thought that Joel Quenneville's comments after the game and even yesterday at practice about how he expects his team to play and the consistency and the dedication and the attention to detail. And if they do that, they've shown that they can beat anybody in the league. So they can score goals. There's no doubt. The Panthers hockey is so exciting. They can score goals, create the offense. It's just the attention to detail, and they need a little bit better goaltending.
I was going to ask about Bobrovsky. Is he in net tomorrow against Columbus?
That's what we're hearing, yes. I think Joel Quenneville today announced that Bobrovsky. So that is going to be a big storyline because of playing the opponent, of course, Columbus Blue Jackets, where Bobrovsky played a number of years and had the success and won the Veznas and that kind of thing. So, there'll be a big storyline, and there's going to be a lot of interest in that game because, you know, it's been documented. Bobrovsky is just his stats and his numbers are not where he wants them to be, nor the Panthers. And he feels that this is going to be a big game for him. So I'm excited about it because I think it's going to be high pace. I think Columbus comes in. They're in a must-win situation. They got to start winning some hockey games or they're going to fall behind. And of course, the Panthers, they know the importance of it on this homestand.
And Moeller, with Quenneville's approach, you know, benching Bobrovsky for Dredger, like what's the thought of benching a guy a couple games just to let him kind of recalibrate?
Yeah, I think so. And I've heard too that there's been a history of that with Bobrovsky. After if he struggled at a certain part of the season, give him a couple games off, let him work on his mechanics and focus in that on practice. He loves to practice. He's out there early. He's the last one off. His work ethic is incredible. And sometimes, especially for goaltenders, they're able to get back and with their mechanics and how they're moving and that kind of stuff and their balance and that kind of thing, it can be a big positive. So that's what they're hoping for. But, you know, hey, Sergei Bobrovsky, I watch him in practice every day. The guy is amazing. The reflexes and his style and the way he's able to move and that, it's there. And everybody knows. You don't just struggle for a reason or stay in that mode for a long time. He's got too much talent and too good of mechanics that I think. But the bottom line is he's got to play better, and the team's got to play better in front of him defensively. And if they do that, they know they can score enough goals. And that's basically the big story with the Florida Panthers right now.
Randy Moeller, you'll watch him tomorrow and Sunday and Tuesday and every night.
Oh, no, I got the weekend off. I'm going to Disney World.
Fox Sports Florida is the place. I'll be there tomorrow night, excited about some Panthers hockey, and everyone should go out to the BB&T Center during this homestand and catch some live hockey because they are a fun team, and they've put a good product together, I believe.
And that's right. You're going to be there tomorrow, so all you fans that come to the game –
when you see Hockman or whatever, he's told me that anybody that comes up to him that recognizes him, that he'll buy you a beer.
Right. Yeah, he is going to give me – Moeller's going to meet me, give me his wallet, and then anyone who sees me, I will buy them a beer with Randy Moeller's American Express black card, because you know that Moeller.
Moeller's a cash guy.
You think he's cash?
He's cash all day.
Straight
old school.
Cash, homie.
Yeah.
All right. See you, Moeller.
Cash is king, boys. Cash is king.
See
you, Moeller. Talk to you later.
All right. See you, Moeller. We have some breaking news. Do you have the breaking news music there, Solana? Some actual sports breaking news.
The good one.
Is this a good one?
This is the bad one.
No, this is the one we
voted
on.
No, play the good breaking news. This is not the one we voted on.
You sure that's not the one
no.
we voted on?
Short and sweet.
There you go.
There we go.
New York Knicks have fired David Fizdale.
Oh, man.
Our guy, Fiz, did not have a great tenure with the New York Knicks.
But then you get rid of all the good players. What does he expect him to do with Knox?
That's the thing. Like, you get rid of Porzingis in hopes of getting Kevin Durant. You whiff on Kevin Durant, and you whiff on everyone, right?
Yes.
Who'd they draft? R.J. Barrett?
Yeah. R.J. Barrett, Crowder's boy, for no reason. And
I don't know why he's my boy either. I'm with you. I love him.
They went into free agency. They cleared all the cap. They expected to get Zion. They expected to have Kevin Durant. And they ended up with Julius Randle and three more power forwards who all suck.
Right. I mean, that's not fair to David Fizdale. It's not obviously what he thought was going to transpire by the end. But that's the reality of the New York Knicks right now. That's the reality of working for James Dolan. So you got to look for a fall guy. And David Fizdale, you'd heard rumblings for a few weeks now. So he has been fired by the Knicks.
That's just a broken organization there.
That is a broken organization. Brings me a ton of joy.
That is.
It's a broken organization.
When you hear David Fizdale, what's the first thing pop up in your mind?
Well, I think Miami Heat, to be quite honest,
when
it comes to
Fiz. Is there a moment?
No. Is there one for you?
Bro, when they got awarded, like, Team of the Year on one of, like, ESPYs or something, and Fizdale took
the
mic.
I was like, stole the show.
Like, Fizdale, they don't want to see you.
Sat your ass down.
Every time I hear his
name.
You're
an assistant.
I think about him taking the mic at the ESPYs.
That's funny, man. David Fizdale fired by the New York Knicks. Is Omar Kelly going to join us in the next segment?
He should be joining us. I'm going to confirm now.
Okay, Omar Kelly had one of the most controversial tweets of all time. We talked about it yesterday. He says Adam Sandler better than Will Ferrell. And he'll talk about that and dolphins and more. Got to make Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs your free lunch hotspot. Why pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? Enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3, happy hour till 6. If you haven't been there yet, this is not your typical free lunch. This is a real deal lunch where you order off a menu. They've got a full kitchen. They do daily specials. Now, Fridays and, I'm sorry, Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. So you're heading into the weekend thinking about Sunday. In the Biz Guest, you can enjoy 25% off your entire bar tab, $100 bottle specials, free admission, and more. Again, that's Sundays through Tuesdays. Of course, football. There's all the conference championship games tomorrow, all the pro football games on Sunday. Beer, babes, lots of football action. Cheetah Hallandale has the ultra-high-tech sports lounge. That is a sports lounge you will never want to leave. You can enjoy all the games with hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers, leather couch seating, HD TVs and projector screens, and more. It's the perfect place to watch a game. And guys, are you a VIP yet at Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs? This is the VIP membership you want to get into. No waiting to get in, free admission, exclusive VIP parties and special events, much, much more. You could check out their website for all the info at cheetahsofl.com. All right, hopefully Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel will join us in the next segment of Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.